Good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports. This is Tony Rice, and we are lucky now to be joined on the line as their season is imminent. One of the top stars from the high-flying Hertfordshire Falcons is also the Hertfordshire Londoners as their season gets underway next week. They're going to be soaring into Europe this year to tell us all about it, to build up to it. We have Wade Lynch on the line. Wade, welcome to Verulam Sports. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, excellent. Loving the weather today. It always puts a spring in the step when very much spring is here, I tell you.
It is. When this weather comes out, the baseball fever starts. It runs very high.
Yeah, absolutely. And goodness me, first and foremost, before we get excited and build to what I'm sure will be an epic season, we're going to follow you every pitch of the way. I want to flip back last year, because it was great to follow you last season, the Falcons. Tell you what, your friend Chris Hitch, friend of the show, he should have a job in PR. He managed expectations brilliantly. Oh, Tony, we're a team in transition. We're building a five-year project. And not only did that get smashed out the ballpark like a good old home run, coming second, and then securing, making the playoffs, ultimately finishing second to the Mets, that meant you're in Europe this season. How amazing was that? The atmosphere must have been incredible, but I guess means a lot of pressure this year.
Yeah, there's some pressure this year, but we're not feeling it because Chris is the manager of the Falcons. He's a great baseball guy. He knows the game. He knows how to manage players. He knows how to manage the team itself and the organizational structure. But he's a heck of a ball player himself. So the Falcons are definitely in great hands with Chris now in his second year running the team. Definitely we're all excited about the prospect of going to Europe. It's the first time that the club has qualified for the European tournament. And not too bad, really, for his first year at the helm of the Falcons.
But what was fascinating to chat to him, he pitched in, so to use a pun there, as a pitcher when needed. Great experience playing across Europe. So obviously had that expertise. Really kind of instilled a philosophy of, yeah, we work hard, but it's about having fun. And I guess when you've got that attitude, when players buy into that, success follows because, you know, you are having fun. Whatever you do in life, if you enjoy it, you excel, don't you?
It's true. You need to keep it light. You want everybody who's out there to be competitive and to do the best they can for themselves and by proxy for the team, because let's forget it is an individual sport played in a team concept. But it's very important to keep it light, have a philosophy throughout the organization that players are going to buy into, similar to what we're implementing this year with a movement between the AAA team and the Falcons. We're going to be really full with a very, very strong roster on both teams. So we're going to be able to move players up and down as the rules permit and to the betterment of both of the teams. It's an important year for Hertfordshire baseball, with the launch of the new AAA team in North London, at Basing Hill. So a lot going on this year, obviously the European tournament, not the least of the exciting things coming, but the launch of the AAA team, which the Hertfordshire organization has been missing for quite a few years. So we're happy to have that being launched this year and to be able to move our players back and forth, right, and strengthen both organizations, as I mentioned earlier.
I tell you what, that sounds really interesting. For people maybe new to you guys, just explain that relationship between the Falcons and the AAA team and ultimately what this squad interchange will mean for the overall culture of the Falcons.
Well, that's a very good question. So we're expecting our culture, what we're expecting from our players is to not consider them either a NBL, a National Baseball League player, or a AAA player. There's obviously some stigma with that. Everybody thinks, or a lot of people think that, you know, I'm a national player, I'm not going to go down. But we're trying to create a culture where people consider themselves a player for the organization, much like a professional Major League Baseball organization.
So gotcha.
People are going to be able to move back and forth between the teams as numbers require. We need to make sure we field the team first and foremost, which we shouldn't have an issue with. And then we're going to be moving players back and forth based on their performance. So baseball's a game of statistics, as I mentioned earlier. It's a game of individual contribution played in the team context. So we're going to have players have the ability to move up from AAA and contribute to the Falcons team. And we're also going to be able to take advantage of a full roster up there with the Falcons, where people will be more than happy to come down and play and get off the bench rather than sit on the bench for the Falcons. We'll have some National League caliber players playing with the AAA team throughout the season as the rules permit.
Do you know, I think this sounds really exciting because it's building and developing that culture. You're getting more game time. You're building into the picture where everybody's buying into the shirt and the badge. And kind of enlighten me here. I have this idea in my head that it's almost mirrors the American model where they will use quote-unquote the minor leagues to for development for game time, and then they can bring those in as and when, and you know, there's that inter-exchange, much like I guess a loan system in football has that ability. Would that be a fair kind of reflection?
Well, you hit it right on the head, Tony. It's exactly what we're trying to do. We're modeling ourselves after the Major League Baseball model, where we have, you know, the ultimate goal is to play for the Falcons, contribute to the Falcons, develop players that will be ready to play for the Falcons in a couple of years. But in the past, we had just a double-A team and a single-A team. The triple-A team did not exist for the last few years. So there wasn't any real place for players to develop. A lot of the players were not ready for the National League to play with the Falcons. Yeah, and so they went up and they sat on a bench. They learned a lot by watching. You learn a lot by watching and being part of the big club. But at the end of the day, you need your reps, right? If
sure
you're a pitcher,
thing.
You need your innings. If you're a hitter, you need to get see some pitches and get some at-bats. So we're really happy that so far everyone in the organization has bought into this philosophy, because it's not only going to be good for players, player movement and development, it's going to be good for the organization as a whole to have this model and have a free movement of players. Again, as I stated, within the rules, because there are some rules which dictate our mobility factor with players.
Gotcha. But ultimately, it sounds really positive and really exciting, and what will be no doubt a really exciting 2019. I think it's June time, so just a few short months away when that big European escapade kicks in. Fascinated to learn just a little bit, Wade, about yourself and your background, particularly when it pertains to the great sport of baseball.
Well, I started baseball about 47 years ago in New Jersey. I played in university, played in high school. I also played in what was called the Men's Senior Baseball League in four different states in the United States. That would be over 30-year-olds. It started out as over 25 and over 30-year-old league. It's actually throughout pretty much every state in the country has the MSBL, the Men's Senior Baseball League. I also moved to France and lived a good 15 years there, and I played professionally in France for 12 years. And then I moved to Ireland and played in Ireland for about 3 or 4 years before moving here to the UK and joining the Falcons last year. So it's been quite a baseball odyssey for me. At this stage of my career, I'm still able to play and compete. And I'm also finding joy and able to help develop players that are going to be 54 this year. So it's exciting for me to still be able to be out there and compete on a high level to help develop players within the Hertfordshire organization.
Well, do you know what? You put a big smile on my face. I love that phrase, a baseball odyssey. I think it could be a mini movie or certainly a great memoir. you know, it's, I guess...
Well, the easy stories to tell, Tony, are the ones that are true. It takes a lot.
Isn't it? But it's, again, a life well-lived, driven by the beauty of sport and the beauty, in particular, in your context, of baseball, which I'm loving getting to know. Maybe people new to the Hertfordshire Falcons and obviously the North London AAA team coming in there at you this year with that inter-squad changeability. Tell us, Wade, season kicks off next week. It gets real. Where can we go to learn more information?
Well, we have our Hertfordshire Baseball, our Hertz Baseball Club website, which people can visit and keep track of our upcoming games. The AAA Londoners will be playing in Basing Hill, which is in North London. That will be our home team. But we're going to be playing our first couple games in Hemel Hempstead in Grove Hill just until the field in Basing Hill is ready. So it's going to be, as you mentioned, it's going to be an exciting year, launch of a new team, launch of a new field in North London, and on our way to the Euros in the middle of June. So it's going to be a very exciting year for Hertfordshire baseball.
And it's going to be really exciting for me, and I'm sure the listeners, to follow you guys all season. Wade, I've got to tell you, this has been great to chat to you. You've put a big beaming smile on my face. I'm sure that's going to translate across the power of the airwaves this very afternoon. Have yourself a brilliant rest of your springtime day today. And I wish everybody involved at every capacity with the high-flying, soaring into Europe, Hertfordshire Falcons, all the best for season 2019.
Cheers, Tony. Thanks very much.